want this community to become, and I'm saying, just saying it like that. I don't want the Montjoy to become what Cedar South is and what Pine South is and what 6th Street, what Cedar is. Those places are terrible. I would never let my children walk there alone. And the Montjoy is a safe area, and that's the, so what, my question would be, what is your, sorry, I should elaborate then. My question is, what is your plan to secure this place for like a lockdown? People with addiction need help, I understand that. But people with addiction also have to feed that addiction. And what's the statistics on somebody relapsing to feed that addiction? Right, we have schools, we have old age home, and we have residential. So,
thanks, Joss, and we understand your concern. So one of the things, so this facility is going to be an addictions and treatment center. So when people check in, they come voluntarily. This is not something that they're forced to, but they're also, this is not a low barrier. There's rules when they come in. So it's similar if you were, for example, like if somebody's at TDH in a safe bed for withdrawal management, there'll be similar beds here, and it's a similar facility. Same thing with the Jubilee Center, which is between schools in a residential area. This is a similar facility to that. And some of the other allied agencies are also going to be offering supportive housing. So supportive housing is, once you're out of the addictions, the mental health, you still need support on a daily basis. They could be staying here for months at a time with supports. But there's rules around a facility like that. There's rules around guests. There's rules around coming and going. And but the people that are coming for treatment are staying here for residential treatment. And so people who currently get treatment, if there's not enough room here, which there isn't, they're going out of town. They're being sent to North Bay, to Sudbury, to other places. So that's what we're going to be offering here.
Lockdown? Because Jubilee is locked down.
It's a secure facility. There will be security. There will be rules around coming to stay here. The agencies that are here will be on site. TDH will have staff here. CMHA will have staff here. And people will be getting treated and supported here. This is not a come and go. It's not some place you could come and stay overnight. Yeah, it's not a low barrier shelter at all.